This is the 30th of October, 2018, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. This is PJ, your internet pastor, retired everything. But just grooving and moving and keeping up and keeping on. Have you been enjoying the pictures on my website? Isn't that marvelous, Los Angeles? And today is a picturesque kind of a day. A kind of a day that you're glad to be alive, looking out of the Lucy Coleman studio window and enjoying living the life. I'm doing better. My heart seems to be stronger and stronger every day. I had friends over for the weekend and it was just out of this world. Just having a great time with my new vegan experience. No meats this weekend, thank goodness, and trying to clear my system of everything. I'm not going to eat anything unless I know exactly what it is. Welcome to the webcast. All right. And when I say that, I'm going to start off with a little L.O. Black. Mama, hold my hand. He needs his mama. And don't we, we are living in crazy times. I think this is a mama hold my hand. Let's see if I'm right. It may be, maybe I didn't have it. Sing a song. What?
Would you sing with me?
Let's just listen. L.O. Black, enjoy. If I had to die, would you pray for me? That's L.O. Black with If I. This album was presented as a gift to me some number of years ago, and I haven't played a lot of L.O. Black, but it just sounds good now, today, as I look through the stack of my music. Ah, thank you, L.O. Thank you for joining me for the webcast. I want to thank Kenny from down south, who sent me a little text and asked me this question. John, have you ever thought about writing a book? Well, Kenny, I told you that I'd talk to you more on the webcast about it. I started writing my book about 2 years after a church got rid of me, kicked me out, didn't like what I was saying, doing, and the way I was doing it. It appears that I was coming against the Black African religion, which was a hand-me-down from a European mindset. And you know what? I think this is about a perfect time as any to address some of these things, because I got some music here that I'd like to play for you from, I call him the young patriarch of Christian music that died at an early age. My wife and daughters and I had the privilege of seeing him play in one of his last concerts before he was tragically taken away in a tragic plane crash, burned to death. Keith Green. I have a CD set called The Ministry Years, and I'm going to play a number from one of his albums, one that I like the most. I liked all of his music, practically all of it. So let me cue one up right now, and so I can have it ready to play for you. I guess I could choose a number that would kind of like size up my faith. I have a faith in God. Listen to this. I have a faith in God that is not tolerated by any other person. Now, let me share this with you, and so that you know how composed I am. My faith in God does not depend or it isn't because of the connection that I have with other people. I when I was a young Christian, I kind of felt that way. I thought that the Christian church was an established kind of a heart and home for people that loved on a level of love that I was loving on. If Jesus would come down here and have a conversation with me, I believe this is what he would say. If God were here, this is the way he would define the planet that I live on. This is the way that I see the planet that I live on. Keith Green, being a late prophet and one of the 21st century, when he died, 20th century, I guess you can call it, because he really didn't get into the 20-somethings. No, he died back in the 90s. And listen to this. That's him on the piano, Keith Green. Listen to the words. I think you get what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say. Jesus would say this.
Do you see? Do you see?
Listen.
All the people sinking down.
Yes.
Don't you care?
Uh-huh.
Don't you care?
What?
Are you gonna let them drown?
Huh.
How can you be so numb not to care if they come?
Yeah.
You close your eyes and pretend the job's done.
See, you don't want to do anything to get the other people to come into this idea of God that you have.
Bless me, Lord.
Bless me, Lord.
Bless me, Lord.
That's what the church is saying.
It's all I ever hear.
That's right.
No one aches.
Uh-huh, no one aches.
No one hurts.
No one hurts.
No one even sheds one tear.
For nobody.
But he cries, he weeps, he bleeds.
Yes.
And he cares for your needs.
Yes, he does. Listen.
And you just lay back and keep soaking it in.
That's what the church does.
Can't you see it's us?
They can't see that. They can't see it.
He brings people to
go.
You turn them away.
You smile and say,
what you say
God
to them?
God bless you. Be at peace.
Yes.
And all heaven just weeps.
Heaven just weeps. Listen.
Jesus came to your door.
Jesus came to your door. And what did you do? Listen.
You left him out on the streets.
You left him out on the streets. Not me. Not me, boy. Not me, boy. No, huh? Listen, open up.
And give yourself away.
Give yourself
you
away.
See the need.
You see the need.
You hear the cry.
You hear the cry.
So how can you delay?
How can you delay?
God's calling. Huh? And you're the one.
And you're the one.
Like Jonah, you run.
Like Jonah, you run.
He's told you to speak, but you keep holding it in.
Yeah, ha! Sing it, keep. No, they don't see it's a sin.
The world is sleeping in the dark.
Yes.
That the church just can't fight.
Church can't fight.
Asleep
in the light.
How can you be so dead when you've been so well fed?
That's the church. That's it.
Jesus rose from the grave.
Yes, he did.
And you can't even get out of bed.
No. A prophet before his time, telling you like it is. Listen to this, man.
How can you be so dumb not to care? You close your eyes and pretend
the job's done. Say it, Keith.
You close your eyes and pretend the job's done.
That's Keith Green singing Christian music. Yeah.
Come away. Come away with me, my love.
Yes.
Come away.
Jesus is saying, come away from this mess.
Come away with me, my love.
That's right. Woo. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come away. From this mess.
Come away with me, my love.
Yeah. You guys just don't know. I'm overwhelmed here in the Lucy. Sing it. I'm overwhelmed here in the Lucy Coleman studio listening to Keith Green. Every time I hear this man sing like this, it so blesses my heart. I mean, the violins, the drums, the instrumentation. And he had this wild hair, this natural. He was Jewish. And his parents didn't understand his... He has a great song and I don't know. Maybe this will become a composed hour listening to Keith Green. Song for my parents that he wrote. And he was trying to explain his belief in God through the Christ. And it wasn't this white Christ that we hear about. See, I try to get people to understand that the Jesus that I follow is not a white European. And when I speak to my white friends that profess to be Christians, they have this white European in their minds. I don't have that in my mind. When I just heard Keith Green sing about what Jesus would say if he looked at the church today, I can relate to that 100%, fully composed in my mind, knowing that... most people do not think of Jesus on that level. So let me find the cut because I have, I'm playing some music. I didn't know that it was going to turn into this from Keith Green, The Ministry Years. And this one is from 1977 to 1979. And I have other CDs of him spread out all around here in the studio. So let me look it up and so I can play this song that he played, that he wrote for his parents because they did not understand a nice little Jewish boy like Keith going heads over heels for this Jesus personality. And Keith would go into the churches and he would see the hypocrisy of religious people. And he would go in and he would play this wild piano, kind of like in the style of an Elton John. And you know how the evangelical church is, especially all folded up, cloistered in the halls of ecclesia, believing what they want to believe is true without opening up their eyes to everything. In other words, here's an inevitable question. Could God, in his graciousness, in his overwhelming love, could God possibly have called other people in other ways to his loving care? I'm going to tell you, this idea of Christ in my heart is amazing. And it's amazing for me at 74, recovering from open heart surgery, and not making an excuse about this, but I'm asking the question, could God have anything to do with the vitality of my life? I'm not high on anything but life. It's rough. Yes, it's rough. It's always rough. I can't pay all my bills. I can't. Some of them will never get paid, I'm sure. And you know, I was raised as a young man that if you don't pay your bills, that you're gonna fall on hard times and people are gonna think negative about you. And no, I don't care. I mean, look at Mario, my son, that just went to Papua New Guinea. That's there, starting his life's work. I hope that you've been following him on Facebook and following him on Facebook through my Facebook page. I took off all the other stuff about the people I meet and the food I eat and all that kind of stuff because that means nothing. I took 10 years of money and everything and poured it into this guy, Mario Canto. Poured it into him, parentless. His family didn't pay that much attention to him. Now, as a matter of fact, when the church people would come by my house, they would say, "What is he doing here?" Now this man is in Papua New Guinea documenting the indigenous tribes of the people, their history, by going to literally live with the people. Did you just hear that song that I just played? Did you just hear? This is exactly what Mario Canto is doing without the evangelical bullcrap. And trust me, whenever this young man left my custody, he went to various cities looking for work and meeting various people and everything. And when he would come back, he would always tell me, "They don't see God the way you see him. They don't even communicate God the way that you communicate him. They don't see the connection." I think of another friend of mine that recently passed away, Don. And I try to tell Don, you got to stick with what we know works. He said, "Oh, you're into all this church stuff." And I said, "Don, stick with what works. This other crap doesn't work. It doesn't work for our souls. I know we are of the African heritage, but no other faith contains and sustains us." All right, I can prove the point. You can take the average African-American man and woman of any age from any state, from any city in this country, and you can take him to a church and they have a jamming choir singing about the glories of God. Everybody in the room has tears in it. Why? Why? It's because of this faith, Christianity, not the slave Christianity, that the white slave masters gave to black men when the Emancipation Proclamation, all that kind of foolishness took place. I'm free in my spirit. You can't enslave that. I may not have what do they call this new car they drive around with no gas in it? I may not have a Tesla, I owned a pretty nice little sports car, a Lexus convertible coupe. For those years that I owned it, I gave it up because I just couldn't contain the servicing of the vehicle. It just got out of hand because I wanted my car to be in prime shape. You never see a Lexus convertible going down the street rattling and dangling with fenders hanging off. I would get a scratch on my car and I would take it into the shop and get it. Hey, come on, man. That was the best car that I ever owned in my life. But I'm going to tell you, the best deity that I've ever known in my life is this Jesus Christ that Keith was singing about. And you know what? When I meet people in the church who say that they know him but don't do anything like he ever said, they're asleep in the light. That's what the name of that number was, Asleep in the Light. You have the light of God. And we Americans have had the light of God all around us. You know, now to think of someone can go into, my God, into a synagogue, just like into the Black Baptist Church in the South a year or so ago. And these crazy, crazy Anglo people, what in the world? Listen. No, I'm not going to jump on President Trump and say that if you get him out of there, this isn't going to stop. No, people got problems. Black people, white people, everybody. The Hispanics are trying to run from MS-13 gang members killing them in their homeland. They just want to come over here and have a siesta and live and get a little job and be happy. I see them all around me all the time in Los Angeles as I drive around. We live in a beautiful environment, a beautiful country here. Now, but let me find that record, song for my parents, and then you'll understand Keith a little bit more as I try to get you to understand who this Jesus is in my life. He's not some white European. Never will be a white European. No. You know, before I get the record and play it. This young black man told me, say, you know what your problem is, John? I said, what, young black man? 21 years old. He said, you've been brainwashed. I said, what do you mean? He said, you've been brainwashed by a culture, a society that you grew up in. They taught you that you were supposed to be this, you were supposed to be that, you were supposed. And I said, okay, granted, I was taught that because I don't argue back with the millennials. I listen to them. I want to see if they're going to tell me the truth right up front. I'm not going to argue with them. I don't want to fuss with them. I'm 74, you 21. Go ahead. Talk your trash. I've been here more years than you've been here. I'm not going to get mad. How many of you, when the young people talk with you and try to communicate something to you, and God bless their little hearts, God has given them something just like he gave me something back in the day. My mom and daddy told me that I was a talkative kind of boy. I've been talking ever since. I went by the apartment. I could not believe it. I went by the apartment of a young man yesterday, just 20. Got his own fresh little apartment. And he said, will you take me by there? I'd love to show it to you. I said, okay. And I said, I remember when they were building. He lives in one of these new buildings that they're putting up all over Los Angeles. And I'm ever wondering, how are these young people ever going to get ahead? He got in a building program. He's in like a brand new apartment. And he was just getting a little furniture delivered to him there. I don't know what kind of a program he's under, but he's only paying, I think he said, $66 a month for a brand new apartment. And he says as he gets a job to make more money, the rent, of course, will go up. And so as his income goes up, and I told him, I said, young man, you look at me. You look at me, 20 years old. I said, don't you move anybody in here with you. Don't you hang around the wrong kind of people that's going to have you displaced, put out of your own place. I said, you've seen where I live, how I live, because he has no furniture. He just has a bed in there, and he has his clothes all hung up neat and nice. He was raised in the South. He has these affirmations about his grandmother, and I find it surprising that, and as a matter of fact, I just saw a friend of mine whose picture popped up on my screen Joe Foster. I was in the Army with him, and he was from Brunswick, Georgia, and that's where this young man was from. And I was telling him, don't let anyone rob you of the blessings that God has given you. Stay out of the company of people that are not right towards you, that are not thinking about the best for you. You know, you have to talk to our young men like that because they don't have fathers these days. I think I mentioned, I asked this young man about his father, and he didn't mention much. They never mention much about their fathers. I don't get it. I don't get it, these guys going around. I try to tell these young men around me, don't make a baby that you can't pay for, that you can't take care of. And this is ridiculous when I think about it, because when I started making babies with my wife, I didn't think about whether I could afford to feed them or not. It was obvious that I was going to get my ass up and get a job. Nobody had to tell me. I'm telling you, I don't want to get upset about this. Let me find this record, and then I'll keep sharing this great news about Keith Green and what I've learned from listening to this prophet sing about this same Jesus that I'm singing about. That's an invisible man in racial culture. All right, I found it. I knew that I would. It's called Song to My Parents. So now listen to the words, because see, here Keith is explaining to his parents who this Jesus is to him and why. And I hope that this has significance for those of you that listen, that it will help you too. Keith Green on the piano. He's gone, but when he was here, the boy made some music. Oh, yeah. I love it. Listen to the way he orchestrates and does the music. Listen to the words.
I need to say these things, Carl.
Say it.
I love you so.
Talking about his parents.
And I'm sorry you get angry.
Yeah.
When I say that.
Uh-huh.
You just don't know.
See, Keith told him, you don't know what you're talking about.
That there's a heaven waiting.
Yes.
For you and me.
Yes, there is. To make you,
just make you see.
Yeah, every time you talk.
And it's only that I care.
I just care for you.
I'm really only one.
Just to see you there. Oh, yeah.
Please try and overlook my.
Listen.
My human side.
Yes. Such a bad example.
And you know I'm
full of pride. See, Keith is telling the truth in this song. He's saying, understand, I'm human. I'm human, mama and daddy. But understand this. And that's what I was saying all during the years. When God came to me, I was a young man, full of life and energy, and God just swept me up. People said, man, what's wrong with Junie? What is it? Keith hit it right on the head.
But Jesus isn't like that. No, he's perfect all the way.
Yeah.
I guess that's why we need him. Cause by ourselves,
what?
There's just no way.
There's just no way.
And it's only that I can.
Now the chorus gets real rambunctious. This is this Elton John influence coming in on Keith Green's life as he's singing about the God that he loves. Listen to this chorus.
Close the doors. They're just not coming. We sent the invitations out. Big enough to beat them all. The greatest people
Keith hit right on the head. The great people of the world will never come to see religion or the worship of another greater than themselves. They will never come. But the small people will. The small people that understands the sweetness of a berry that they eat, the fruit off the tree. The small people that understands the finer things of life. Oh, thank you, Keith.
And it's only that I can't.
Yes.
I really, really only want just to see you there. Isn't that Jesus? Isn't it Joseph and Mary's son?
All right.
Well, didn't he grow up right here? Children.
Now, you know what he's doing? You know why he did that? And this is beautiful. I mean, man, the mind of Keith Green. See, they said, wait a minute, isn't that Jesus? Isn't that Mary's little boy? Didn't he grow up with our kids up here on the street? Keith is using himself as an analogy for his parents, and he's saying, ain't that Mr. and Mrs. Green's boy? Ain't that Keith? Who he think he is, a prophet? What do you know about God? Listen.
What? He must be kidding. Thinks he's a prophet. Well, prophets don't grow up from little boys.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do, boy. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
From little boys.
Go on, Keith. I got it.
Today.
Yeah. This is some piece of music. I'm telling you guys, you got to know that when you listen to Keith Green, if you can, yeah, you can find him. He's out there. He is just one of the greatest artists, Christian artists that I have ever known. And I had a chance to see him play in person in Long Beach at the Long Beach Arena. And he was just on the stage with a piano. No drums, no nothing, just by himself. And my daughter thought it was kind of weird. I'd love to ask them about how they felt that night that I took them to hear Keith Green sing in a concert. And that proves that I'm still in the groove, because I can yet appreciate and enjoy and extol why I am a Christian in this way. And I believe that for the time that I was used as a pastor in the vet, of course I was in Olivet, but when I became a Christian in 1967, and then I became ordained in 1982. Now all that time from 67 to 82, I'm sitting under the tutelage of a Christian pastor, not a hooper, not a hollower. Hollerer. Not one of those, but an intelligent black man. And through that, I can honestly say that it groomed me to be the spiritual man that I am today. And if I can influence, I mean, there was a young man, Gary Thomas, on Facebook. He doesn't go under that name, but he got his bachelor's in philosophy. I, in some kind of way, influenced him to go on in college. I remember while I was a college professor, a lot of young men would come up to me and said, I think that I found what I want to do. There's one man in particular. He got his PhD in philosophy and is teaching philosophy. A young man that I taught at Harvard College for years. And so I'm still doing what God enabled me to do, And though I may be disabled with physical maladies and things like that, I am yet able to do exactly what I am supposed to do. And I am grateful to God about that. I hope that you enjoyed the webcast today. I did. I mean, I'm composed. I love driving. It's turning out to be one of those beautiful days. I should get up and I should go shave and get in my car and get on the freeways and maybe drive into the Westlake area today, look for a nice coffee place to have a nice cup of coffee and get out and talk with the citizens of Los Angeles. That's all I have to do. Nothing else. There goes, what's this? Yeah, it's Monday, right? No, it's not. It's, what is today? Today is, don't lose track, John. Anyhow, thank you so much for coming to my website. I'm sorry for the day's delay. I was just waiting on the right moment. Let me see what I could play to end this up, because there's an awful lot of music that I could play, but I'm going to end up with Keith Green since he's made me so happy today. Keith Green. Yeah, I think I'll end up in some real good Keith Green fashion style. Him playing his wonderful rhythms with the wonderful words about the wonderful God that I serve.